Joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, Mr. Jim Balsarovich.
Yes, perfect. Thanks, Ted.
I've had practiced, and I appreciate you very much. We had a visit a few days ago on another subject, a late Marine, a man who was without family. And we talked about that. You were calling for the community to turn out at the National Cemetery here in the Springs and support him, to give him a great send-off. And you told me how many people showed up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a guess, but I think we were 250 to 300 people. It was a fantastic turnout. We really appreciate you and you guys helping us get the word out. It was overwhelming, the support that the community showed for his services.
Yeah. Jim, thank you. It was a privilege to have you here and to talk about that. And I may have shared with you that I raised a Marine, so I have a soft spot for the Marines.
Well,
I am very proud of that service. Young man. He's not so young anymore, actually. He's 37 today.
It's surprising how quick they...
don't blink. If you have kids, don't blink.
Absolutely.
Jim, you represent the National Patriot Guard Riders, but you're one of the state chapters, is that right?
Yeah, there's a national organization, Patriot Guard, and each individual state has their own organization. We're obviously the Colorado State Patriot Guard Riders. ColoradoPGR.org is our website. Just a few things for people to know. We're a 100% volunteer organization. We're a 501c3. We are funded through self-funding and donations, and everything that we give goes back to support families of the fallen, service members, first responders, and things like that. So nobody in our organization gets a dime for, you know, their personal, you know, compensation or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, that's kind of how we operate. But, you know, I'm not really here to plead for money, because I'm just here to, you know, kind of tell you what we do, what we're about, and what people can do if they'd like to come out with us, sign up with us. I want to reemphasize this from last week. You do not have to be a military member. You do not have to ride a motorcycle. I personally am not military, but I'm a ride captain with the Patriot Guard Riders. I have a very strong respect and admiration for all those who serve in the military and our first responders, police, sheriff, fire, EMS. You know, they're all serving us, protecting us, and I personally feel we owe them a great deal of gratitude for that. So this is one thing people can do, if, you know, one of many, but one thing people can do to show their support back to these people that support us every day.
And you are out and you're very busy. You can see some of your events on your Facebook page, which is a very active Facebook page, actually. Your website, under the missions tab, is where events and missions.
Yes.
And you can find out some of the events that are going there. An example of what a community member can do, whether you ride a motorcycle or not, whether you're military or not. The example is the Marine Corps gentleman that you did the interment ceremony with. People can come and visit with you. They can say, we're here to see or stand with the Patriot Guard. You can hold flags.
Absolutely.
You can simply be present, or a number of things in between, but you are looking for people to attend and honor these folks.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're volunteer. We invite everybody in the community to join us. It's really that simple. The only requirement we have is that you show respect. So, right. You know, you can find out everything we do. You know, every event or mission we have is posted, ColoradoPGR.org. Click the missions tab at the top, like you say. Southern Colorado, we're kind of doing a pilot program, if you will, on Facebook to try and get word out. It's been very successful, but if you're on Facebook, search Colorado PGR Missions and you will find a page. Every event we do in the Southern Colorado area will have an event created on Facebook, and you can like and follow that page. You'll get notification. So we do not only, you know, funeral services and interments, we do we support the Honor Flight, Southern mm-hmm. Colorado Honor Flight. We support the Snowball Express, if you're familiar with that. That's where Gary Sinise Foundation sends children and families of fallen service members. The last couple of years, he's flown them. They've been flown to Disney World for a five-day, all-expenses-paid vacation. American Airlines donates the flights. So, you know, those are a couple of the more, you know, fun things we do in addition to the services. We hold a toy run every year. We've started here the last few years. It's going to be on October 31st of this year, just to get a plug in here. And everything we collect is donated to the Tragedy Assistance Program Survivor Outreach Services, which goes to families and children of fallen service members across a five-state region. So that's just, you know, another example of things we do. So it's not just, you know, funerals, but that's our primary function is, but we like to, you know, be involved in a few more things than that as we can.
And Jim, we'll have you back and we'll talk about some of these other events that you're going to be doing and producing and inviting people to become a part of. Jim Balsarovich, ride captain for Patriot Guard Riders. And look them up at coloradopgr.org. Get all the information you need there. Jim, thank you for all you and all your compatriots do.